Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, I was just going to say, you know, the puck at times in this place seems like a Super Bowl. And I thought you guys handled the Super Bowl pretty well tonight. You were able to move the puck a lot easier than I remember a lot of games that are in this building.
Yeah, I thought it was we were all right. We just got to defend better, and we gave up three goals that, I mean, just defensive breakdowns that the Beavers aren't used to. And we just got to start. We got to tighten up on our zone. We're not boxing out well. We're not identifying people well, and you know that's what bit us in the butt.
You guys get the first goal of the game. I think it's now three straight games. But again, you gave up one quickly thereafter.
Exactly.
That's happened a lot this year.
No, exactly, Schultz. It's frustrating. And, you take a look at the first goal. There's a guy sitting right in front of the cage. And, you know, we got a weak side forward who's in space, and we got a defenseman who's in space. It's just like it kills you.
You got a power play goal, and it kind of was a dirty, lucky kind of a bounce. But how much can that be a shot in the arm for that?
I don't think it was. I think it was a hell of a play. I mean, Armour kicked it over to Harry for a one-timer. I didn't think it was a lucky bounce.
Well,
I don't know
what it hit.
Well, it hit net, piping in. I mean, that's what it was.
I thought it might have hit his shoulder.
No.
Yeah, all right. What? If Brendan Harris is able to continue to provide offense like this, that line's going to be pretty darn potent, isn't it?
No, exactly. He's playing good hockey.
Down the stretch there, I mean, there was no scoring in that third period. But you had your chances, certainly. You pulled the goalie. You got a 6-on-4 situation. And they're a veteran defensive team. They just cleared pucks.
Yeah, but what we need to do is just limp wrist a shot on net, get a face-off, and we didn't do that. I mean, I don't know. We got to talk about that tomorrow. But we had the ability of just throwing one in. We had a little rush. We were no threat to score, but we just get an offensive zone face-off, and let's work off there. And it's just one of those things that we just got to show on video, and we got to talk about a little bit, and it's just the way it is.
With the injuries you've had a lot of moving parts on lines and a lot of moving parts on D pairs. It just takes time to kind of work through some of those injury insertions, right?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, everybody gets injuries, so I'm not going to make excuses there. Just
pre-game skate, though, that's got to make it even a little more sour taste in the mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, but again, I don't want to talk about it because, again, I'm not. It's not my style. I'm not going to make excuses, and it doesn't matter. We lost the game.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Falcons win.